Well, we know that many people who are HIV positive do actually not know that they are HIV positive. 14 million people out of this, close to 37 million people who are HIV but don't know. That means they will not seek care. And that means if they don't seek care, they might actually get sick and they might still die of AIDS these days. We see still 1.1 million people dying of AIDS, even now where we have highly effective treatment in most countries at affordable prices.
You say that self-testing is key, but it's actually not as available as you might imagine in a public health setting, like a pharmacy.
So indeed, self-testing is an additional option for people to find out whether they're HIV positive, particularly for people who may normally not use other testing services. We see men, we see key populations, men who have sex with men, sex workers, persons who inject drugs. We see also for young people, adolescents even, they don't know their status. So what we are trying as WHO, we are promoting self-testing as an additional option for policymakers to think about, to include this into their national programs, to move from a very unregulated approach where somebody can possibly order it on the internet in many places to a more regulated, quality assured program where people can actually acquire the self-test, go home, do the test, and then seek confirmation in case it's positive and actually have access to treatment if case that is needed.
So let's imagine the scenario. Somebody gets a self-test, they find out they're HIV positive, but they're rather vulnerable and isolated at that particular point. I mean, what does WHO say about the fact that people are now self-testing or should be self-testing away from professional healthcare?
Well, we have in the early studies that we have seen not any major harm to people. Self-testing cannot be done in isolation. It needs to be with the option for linkage and referral to a trained provider, a doctor, a hospital, a health facility that can provide this additional support that's needed.
But what you're saying basically is that an HIV diagnosis is not a death sentence. Perhaps it might have been 20 years ago, but your evidence shows that those who get self-testing and get a diagnosis of HIV do go on, in the majority of cases, to get help, the treatment they need.
That's absolutely so. We have seen high acceptability of self-testing so far. And we also obviously know, as you say, with the treatment that is available, the people know this is no longer a death sentence and that people can get the treatment that they need to stay happy and healthy and productive in their lives and that they can have children and they can also no longer be at the risk of passing the infection to their partners.
And what kind of results are you seeing from the countries you're working with already on self-testing?
Well, first of all, we're seeing very good uptake. People are really coming forward and they want to have self-tests. We see that a doubling of uptake in those areas where self-tests are made available.
Final question. We haven't touched on it yet, but perhaps we should. How should you go about getting an HIV self-test? What does it involve?
It could be an oral swab where you put a swab into your mouth. Or it could be a finger prick where you basically get a couple of drops of blood and you put this into a container. And in both instances, you should have the test result within 20 minutes. So it's simple, it's fast, and it should eventually also not be expensive. It costs now in Africa, in those three countries, in this project, it costs $3 per test, up to $40 in the United States. For both settings, way too expensive. Prices need to come down, and they will.